Settling in again. Reconnecting with our sitting posture. Finding this nice balance between upright wakefulness and relaxed receptivity. So mindfulness is this gentle discipline of not turning away, of being willing to stay present with agitation, restlessness, to remain interested even in physical discomfort. Without adding layers of story, and to continue this process of opening to the truth of change, even as it manifests in every moment of experience. So gradually we discover that we are nurturing a whole new way of being in the world. Our happiness is no longer so dependent on conditions. Instead, we recognize the potential to be at ease no matter what's happening. Spending the day in silence as we are today is a way of polishing our perception, of softening the heart and mind, so that however we spend the day tomorrow, whether in silence or in activity, we will find ourselves more open, more receptive, alert, and able to truly take in the wonder of being. Just as our practice in this moment is supported by our practice in the past, whether we are new to practice or whether we have years and even decades behind us, and in turn, our steadiness of resolve, our courage, our willingness to meet whatever arises, this generates the wholesome conditions for future practice, both in the hubbub of daily life and in our formal practice, when we sit ourselves down arrive in the physical embodiment, and we notice these points of contact in the body, when we once more begin to observe the rhythm of the breath, perhaps you have already tasted this softening of the sense of me and mine, and this opening to interbeing, as Thich Nhat Hanh often says, notice what is present in your awareness. in the last few minutes of this practice period after lunch. We can take stock of our energy levels, this is the way it is for me for now. We can take stock of our awareness. Is the mind being drawn in any particular direction? Holding it all, the totality of our experience, within the spaciousness of equanimity. Just this. This poem is called Mind Wanting More by Holly J. Hughes. Only a beige slat of sun above the horizon, like a shade pulled not quite down. Otherwise, clouds. Sea rippled here and there. Birds reluctant to fly. The mind wants a shaft of sun to stir the gray porridge of clouds, an osprey to stitch sea to sky with its barred wings, some dramatic music, a symphony perhaps, a Chinese gong. But the mind always wants more than it has, one more bright day of sun, one more clear night in bed with the moon. One more hour to get the words right. One more chance for the heart in hiding to emerge from its thicket in dried grasses. As if this quiet day, with its tentative light, weren't enough. As if joy weren't strewn all around. But the mind always wants more than it has. One more bright day of sun. One more clear night in bed with the moon. One more hour to get the words right. One more chance for the heart in hiding to emerge from its thicket in dried grasses. As if this quiet day, with its tentative light, weren't enough. As if joy weren't strewn all around. So this quality of interest and appreciation, so mindfulness is clear seeing. Mindfulness is clear seeing, opening us to the truth of the way things are, always changing, always new, worthy of our interest, worthy of our care. So may our practice truly be for the benefit of all beings. So thank you for your practice. And this time of the day, sometimes there's a kind of dip in the energy. So knowing what will help you and sustain you as we head towards the middle and the end of the afternoon. And you may want to walk more briskly or stand in the sunshine. That we are gifted with this wonderful day, leap year. Anybody have their birthday today? No? So, enjoy your walking period, and we will come back at 2:45 for a Dharma talk.